The Sioux Thunderbirds live to fight another day. After dropping the opening three games of the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League final, the Thunderbirds avoided elimination on Friday thanks to a 4-2 win over the Hearst Lumberjacks at Claude LaRosie Arena in Hearst. After a scoreless opening period, rookie defenseman Andrew Gibson got the Thunderbirds on the board 15 seconds into period 2 when he beat Hearst goaltender Matteo Gennaro with a shot from the right point glove side to open the scoring. Ryan Glazer tied the game for Hearst at 5:57 when defenseman Dylan Ford sent the puck to the net from the left point and Glazer stopped in before stepping out from the side of the goal and sliding a backhand past Thunderbirds netminder Noah Mativier. Just 1:17 later, the Thunderbirds took the lead for good when defenseman Mason Cittaroni beat Gennaro with a point shot through traffic high glove side on the power play to make it 2-1. Brock Santa Maria extended the lead 1:25 into the third period when he skated through the right faceoff circle and deflected a shot from the right point by Caden Dundas past Gennaro. With 3:23 to go in the third, Darren Kapp made it 4-1 for the visitors when he took a pass in the slot from Michael Chaffee in the left faceoff circle and slid a backhand past Gennaro. Ford capped off the scoring for the Lumberjacks in the final seconds of regulation when he took a pass off a faceoff win by Braden Palfy and beat Mativier stickside from the high slot of the power play. Dundas had three assists for the Thunderbirds in the win while Chaffee and Colby Arbour added a pair of assists each. Mativier made 34 saves for the Thunderbirds while Gennaro stopped 16 shots for Hearst. The Lumberjacks lead the series 3-1 heading into Game 5 on Sunday night in Sault Ste. Marie. Puck drop at the John Rhodes Community Centre is set for 7 p.m. The winner of the series will represent the NOJHL at the Centennial Cup in Estevan, Sask. Later this month.